Well, hello, everyone. This is Expand Music with Noel Webb. I am Noel Webb. A series of radio interviews with music supervisors and folks in the film sync industry, S-Y-N-C, all over the world. I know you're listening. There's quite a few of you listening and people who are quite influential, which is great that I'm able to talk to you. So, you know, I sometimes I'm hearing trailers, and some of the music supervisors are sending me trailers to play on the show, which we'll be doing in a bit. And it just really occurs to me after I listen to them for a living, actually, how much we take this for granted, the emotional experience that we're given from these trailers. I was just listening to a trailer called Rust and Bone. We have Will Quinney on the line. Hey, Will.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Empire Design.
So I started really thinking about what would really kind of bring the kind of pure emotional drama out of the movie, and I did a quick pull of music and sat down with the editor and I played him this song, which you're about to hear, because there's hardly any dialogue in the trailer, if any, I think, and it just seemed to work really nicely. The editor I worked with cut a fantastic edit, and everyone seemed pretty happy.
The man I have a great deal of respect from Skip Film, David Lai. We're very happy to have you on. Thank you, David.
How you doing, Noel? Thanks for having me. When you played it back, I heard it for a little while. Isn't it crazy?
Mm-hmm. Well, boy, I tell you, if there's one thing that's very obvious, it's that you're so proud of the products you make, and I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting, as you said, when you sit with the editor and something clicks, it's very exciting to have that happen.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So this is Vaughn Kevler from Paramount Studios. Hello, Vaughn. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you? Yeah, well, everything in business today evolves around the bottom line, even in music. The world of music is so vast, and so many artists out there all trying to vie for their product. And, you know, you have to kind of look at the bottom line and say, hey, I love that song, but can I actually afford it? And is, you know, even large corporations today like Paramount and, you know, any other studio, they have a bottom line they have to respect. And so they want the best piece of music for the best price.
The music has to do so much work, as does the editor, to try and cut a trailer just with you really using the visuals and without any dialogue from the movie, which is quite a challenge.
I say call it 7:55. He calls it 7:55. You know, there it is. Nobody else does that. Musicians don't do that, let me tell you. So Wolverine and some of the other trailers you've made, tell me about them.
Yeah, we've done some wonderful work here at Skip Film. And, you know, we had the pleasure of working for many years with the late, great Tony Scott.
She works for Inaudible Productions, and I'm very, very happy to invite her here, Allison Litton. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Right, and you have to be okay with, oh, you know what, I don't have a song that's going to work
uh-huh.
with the scene. I'm not going to just pitch some song, you know, because I feel like that's sort of wasting a person's time to have to listen to things that really don't work or don't fit, and it's just, you know, you'll get them next time.
There have been so many trailers that I have worked on since I've been at Paramount, and it's just, you like them all because they all have their own different style and their own different, a different creative may have had a different vision, and we have a very fantastic creative department here.
I'm struck by how much sound now is sound elements, and I think I was emailing you this particular question, and sound
yeah.
effects that are not harmonics, a song being harmonic, you know, a chord structure.
I think clients will often just want something that's got a bit more personality or character than a sort of your standard trailer, which just has maybe, you know, two or three pieces of music in it and the normal kind of storyline arc. So it's more of a concept that they're after. And so, you'll often get editors will be using, you know, for example, the heartbeat or like a ticking clock kind of thing is the kind of classic sort of sound effect.
I think the stems world has gotten really big over the last few years. Sometimes pieces that have been stemmed out, you know, to 10 different stems for one particular piece of music, there might be one or two of those stems that get used a lot. and there might be a full mix that from that stem that may not even see the light of day. People just keep using the drum pass or the horn pass.
You try to find new avenues of revenue for an artist, and that's the perfect avenue. Our film married to their music promoting that song, and then somebody runs out and buys it, and that's what you want.
Collaboration. You know, everything within the marketing business is collaboration. You know, I'm a specialist in my department, in my field, but it's all collaborative. You know, I present thoughts and ideas, and everybody interjects, and you know, those thoughts and ideas spawn more ideas, and that's, you know, they're just, it's an effort. It's a company effort and a company accomplishment for everything that's done.
Do you search at all? Are you willing to go to the internet to listen to stuff at all and source audio?
I do. I do. I spend a lot. We just recently were introduced to this new company called Source Audio, where they source a lot of sound design and from most of the library houses in one localized place. And the fantastic thing about that program we found was you could pull a segment of a song. You can upload a song into their program. You can pull the segment that you want, and it'll search across all the databases that they have from all the different vendors and find you music that fits that genre.
Mm-hmm. It's really
cool.
Which
I thought was just fantastic. So we're actually in the middle of my boss is currently driving that program right now, where she's, you know, we're setting it up, and we have like a sandbox now. We can go play in it and just try to figure out if it works for us. And she's motivating all of the people within the company to kind of look at it and say, this is really something we need to set up and look at.
You know, it just came together. It was like magic, you know. And the sound you hear at the end, that screaming sound, is actually, that was a throwback and the tip of the hat to the original Alien teaser. That sound, that screaming, that sound was actually something that we had got from the original teaser. I said, let's bring this back. What do you think? You know, and then the idea was really great and stuck, and you know, and it became history.
David, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you,
so,
Noel, for having
care.
Me. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Vaughn, thank you for bringing this to us, these four trailers. Very nice of you to talk to us and give us all this information. Very nice.
No problem. Thank you, Noel. I had a great time.
Good. Well, it's Vaughn Kevler from Paramount, and I hope to see you later. Thank you very much. Goodbye, Vaughn.
Thanks. Goodbye.
And, Will, thank you very, very much.
Thanks so much for having me on.
And take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.